where you are listening to the Charisma News Podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm your host, Jeff Struss. What seems like every day we hear about the turbulent times that we're living in, politically, socially, morally. There seems like there's more than ever to be stressed out about. But what if there's a way where you and I could access joy, peace, tranquility, basically the blessed life that God told us he wants us to have? Our guest today is a pastor who says it's possible and you can do it. He wrote a book on the subject and he's here to tell us all about it right after this.
Are you in the midst of your college search? We invite you to explore Liberty University this spring at one of our on-campus events. Spend a few hours exploring campus at Tour LU, dig deeper, and learn more about life at Liberty during Experience LU. Or you can take your next steps towards training for your dream career on a world-class campus by meeting with faculty and department heads and getting your questions answered at Decide LU. Learn more about these visiting opportunities and register today by texting VISIT to the number 49596. Again, that's VISIT to the number 49596.
Well, our guest today is Pastor Daniel Fusco. He's an author, church planner, and the lead pastor of Crossroads Community Church in Vancouver, Washington. Crazy Happy, Nine Surprising Ways to Live the Truly Beautiful Life is his latest book. It was just released in February, and his radio program, Jesus is Real Radio, is broadcast across the country, and his TV show, Real with Daniel Fusco, airs weekly. Thousands of people start their day with his hashtag 2-minute messages on Facebook, and he's here today to tell us about living a truly crazy happy life. Pastor Daniel, welcome to the podcast.
I'm so happy to be with you, Jeff, and everyone who's listening wherever they are.
Well, I would be surprised if you weren't happy, as your book is called Crazy Happy, 9 Surprising Ways to Live the Truly Beautiful Life. And most of the time when God puts it on the heart of an individual like yourself to release a message, it's because God's done some sort of work within your own life that you now have something to share with the body of Christ. So Daniel, what was the process or what led up to this message that turned into a book that you felt like you needed to share with the body of Christ?
Well, you know, Jeff, there was a couple of things that were going on. First is, you know, as a pastor, just as a person, everybody wants to be happy, right? And so, you know, I always joke, there's a reason that McDonald's never sold a sad meal, like where you go and you get a burger and fries and some tissues. They sold a happy meal, and it was wildly popular. So everybody wants to be happy, and so that's the first thing. And then in my own life, as I follow Jesus, and I get to be a pastor in an amazing church and all the stuff that was going on, I had a season a number of years back where, you know, getting prepared for our kind of summer family vacation. I have 3 amazing kids, my bride, Lynn. And at the end of the school year, we'd always take a little time away just to kind of recharge. School was over, ministry season would have been busy. But I found myself kind of, I use the word crispy, just feeling kind of brittle. Everything was going great. That, you know, God is good. Church was rocking. I had released a previous book. I really just sensed almost like a brittleness in my soul, and I was just kind of skidding into this break time that I felt like I needed. And I remember normally I'm the kind of person where I'd go on, I'd take a break, and I'd have like, here's my goals. I'm going to read these books and the scriptures. I'm going to journal. I'm going to do these things. But I was so weary and crispy that I'm like, I'm just going to soak in the Beatitudes. You know, good old first section of the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5, you know, and as I started kind of soaking in it over the first couple of days, you know, I was reminded that that word in the Beatitudes, that word blessed, makarios in the Greek, it's best translated, oh, how happy or how fortunate. Mm-hmm. And it like all of a sudden the light bulb went off in my head. I'm like, oh my gosh, Jesus's most famous sermon, the Sermon on the Mount, and maybe the most famous section of that, these blessed are the poor in spirit, blessed are the meek, you know, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Jesus is giving a treatise on happiness. What does it mean to be happy? And it really just began this process for me of what God was doing in my own heart in a time when everything was good, but I wasn't really doing as well as I probably could have been or should have been. And it began this kind of revolution in my heart that became the book Crazy Happy.
So the Beatitudes are you know, right up there with the Lord's Prayer. It's something that probably gets repeated more often as far as Jesus's teachings. It's a Sermon on the Mount. I mean, what more can you say about it? So it's a passage that my guess is many, many of our listeners are familiar with. But I'm guessing there was some sort of a heart revelation, like a light bulb that went off. What happened? You said you began to soak in the Beatitudes. Okay, so what did that mean? What happened that said, okay, this is transformational?
Yeah, so what happened for me was, you know, we have a tendency, and it's not a bad thing. I love the scriptures. I love teaching the scriptures. You know, Jesus said, quoting the book of Deuteronomy, a person shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And so, you know, I had been my rhythm. I would read lots of scripture. But in this season, I'm just like, I'm just going to take these, you know, 10 verses in Matthew's gospel, and I'm just going to just take my heart and life and just like lay in them for a week. You know, and what started happening was, is I have these verses memorized. Like, I've had them memorized for decades. But I really just grabbed a journal, and I would pray, and I would read it, and I would really just chew on the scriptures. You know, that's like in Psalm chapter 1, the person who meditates on the law of the Lord, it literally means to chew on it, to get the nourishment out of it. That's what the Hebrew word actually means. And so I was doing that. And really what began to happen is right away I started thinking to myself, nobody talks about happiness this way. And even though I know Jesus said this, I haven't really been applying this. So like you start with the first beatitude, you know, blessed are the poor in spirit. So like right there, it's like when I'm meditating and I'm like, okay, so the happy person, it begins with humility. And I'm like, when was the last time I tied my own happiness to my awareness of my spiritual poverty? God's perfect, I'm not. You know, and right away I started thinking to myself, gosh, I haven't thought about this at all.
Wow.
And so I literally started to confess, you know, sin in my heart, wow, bad attitudes, impatience, frustrations, you know, and then, you know, right there, that on itself, all of a sudden I felt burdens lifting. And so it was just simply like, can I take this beatitude, this statement of Jesus on what the happy person is, and can I just apply it to my own life? And then what happened, funny enough, is that about 4 days into this, I am a little frisky that way in ADD. And so I'm like, wait, isn't there, because there's 9 beatitudes. I'm like, isn't there 9 fruit of the Spirit? So I kind of flipped over to Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. And sure enough, there's 9 beatitudes, there's 9 fruit of the Spirit. So then I just put them together. And really in the book Crazy Happy, it's really an exploration of a beatitude tied to a fruit of the Spirit. But instead of changing the order so it made sense to me, I just let the Holy Spirit put these words in there in the proper order. I'm just going to let them line up. And the book is really this, it creates this context to look at what is a truly blessed, a truly happy person. And it always ends up landing on, you know, it's a surprising way to be happy. Like we have a tendency to think that, man, happiness is the absence of sadness. But Jesus, the second beatitude, said, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. And so you realize, like, wait, hold on. So God's plan for our happiness involves things like mourning and grieving and sadness.
So this is a pretty radical concepts. You're saying the word blessed are those. It's the same as saying happy as those. So happy are those who mourn. All right. How do we reconcile that? How do we apply that?
So, and I'm so happy that you asked, because like, that's why I call it, it's crazy happy, because it's like, wait a second. Jesus is God in flesh. And he's saying, oh, how happy are those who mourn, who grieve, who are sad. Why? For they shall be comforted. Now think about that. So what it means is that the happy life isn't a life that is divorced of sadness. It's a life that includes sadness, but then now God in the midst of our grieving brings comfort to us. Of course, the Spirit of God is called the Comforter by Jesus. We have that sadness is not the problem. The problem is sadness that is not now ministered to by the Holy Spirit. You bring comfort. Now, if you tie that into the fruit of the Spirit, the second fruit of the Spirit, the Spirit is love, that's the first one, and then joy. So now you tie up, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted, with the fruit of the Spirit is joy. And there's a scripture in the Psalms that says, though the sorrow may last for the night, the joy comes in the morning. So what you realize is that real life on this side of eternity in the kingdom of God is not a life that doesn't involve sadness. It's a life that does involve sadness. But then we ask the Spirit of God to comfort us. And once the Spirit of God comforts us, he leads us from mourning or grieving to joy. And then if you tie in another scripture, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, Apostle Paul says that we comfort others with the comfort that we've received. So really what the Spirit does is he meets us in our sadness, he comforts our heart, and then leads us into joy by allowing us to minister to others with the deposit he's placed in our life through this sad, grieving thing that we've experienced. And really, when you receive this kind of idea, all through the scriptures, all through the history of the church, there are incredibly heartbreaking things that the Spirit of God does a work in our lives and then leads us into life-on-life ministry in a broken world. And then there's great joy in ministering to others with what God has given to us.
Now,
like, is that beautiful and crazy?
It is beautiful, and it's, you know, counterintuitive to the natural way of thinking, because I think all of us, we want a blessed life. We want God's way, God's will in our life, but we want to see good things in our lives, and we want to be blessed, and we want to see our children blessed, and our families, and our church blessed. But here's this dual reality that a crazy, happy, kingdom-inspired, you know, Jesus-infused, whatever language you want to put on it, that type of a life, it's integrated in our mourning, in our weakness, in our sadness. Comfort comes in, and we're able to extend the kingdom, increasing our joy, increasing our happiness. Now, you're the lead pastor of Crossroads Community Church in Vancouver, Washington. When you really started digging in to this message, I'm wondering, how did your staff respond and how did the congregation respond?
Well, it was really, it's been a beautiful journey, because deep down, I think everybody knows they want to be happy. And I think everybody, especially in, like, you know, as this book is coming out and all that's been going on in our world most recently, you know, everyone's just been kind of crispy. And like ideas like, yeah, we have a tendency to think if I'm sad or if something's breaking my heart, obviously this isn't the blessed life. This isn't like God's best for me. But really what you begin to realize then is that, okay, so the things that are breaking our hearts, whether it's in our society, whether it's in our families, within our churches, now all of a sudden we start seeing those things as invitations from the Lord to abide in him, to get a heavenly perspective on these things, and to, instead of just lamenting what it is, but to be actively engaged in places of pain in the name of Jesus. It was just kind of earth-shattering for our staff. We began to see that these things that were so hard, like it was a complete, like, it's like when you're wearing corrective lenses or you put on rose colored glasses, everything looks a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. We felt like the Lord was giving us these Holy Spirit goggles through which to look at struggles and trials and issues, you know, because by the time you get down to the end of the Beatitudes deal with persecution, where it's like, oh, how happy when you're persecuted. It's like, wait, hold on. The Bible's full of verses like this, like where it says, I count it all joy when I fall through various trials. And I'm like, oh, okay. So our culture does not want trials. I don't want them. Jesus said, in the world, you're going to have tribulation. So now it's like, okay, so when there's big issues, actually God's working through this. And we need that heavenly perspective so that we can be salt and light in the world, in the midst of all of this. And so for our staff, and then of course for the people of God, you know, at Crossroads, and people who are watching, listening to the radio ministry and the TV ministry and all we're doing online and all these different things. But now all of a sudden it's this completely extraordinary change of perspective to let Jesus define what happiness is, rather than kind of this superficial, like, hey, I'm happy when my happenings are going the way that I want them to. So it's really been an entry point into the abundant life for us.
Well, it's beautiful. And it's one that we need more than ever, as, you know, right now, our generation, we really are facing some very unique challenges as technology advances and culture changes so rapidly. It seems like there's so much shifting sand underneath of our feet. We're so thankful for your message, bringing the body of Christ back to the Beatitudes, back to the promise, the invitation that we can experience that blessed life, that happy life from a kingdom perspective that Jesus has in store for us. Daniel, for those that want to stay up to date with your ministry or even purchase your book, what's the best way for them to connect with you?
Well, I have a website, my name, danielfusco.com, or my name into any search engine. You can find all the different things that we're doing, from radio to TV to social ministry. And of course, you can get Crazy Happy 9 Surprising Ways to Live the Truly Beautiful Life wherever you like to pick up your books. So, you know, whether it's a local Christian store, you have big box stores or Walmart or Target, or of course, all the online outlets have it. And I pray it'll be a blessing to whoever picks it up.
Well, I'm sure it will be. And I feel like I wouldn't be serving our audience if I didn't just ask you, if you wouldn't mind just praying for our listening audience today. I'm sure there's people out there that are struggling with discouragement or even depression. And they're listening today and they're going, wouldn't that be great if I could break out? Would you go ahead and pray for them?
Oh, I would be honored to. Let me pray. And if you're out there and if you're able to, if you bow your head and your heart, if you're driving or you're running down the road, listen to this podcast, make sure you keep your eyes open. I want to keep everyone safe. And so, God, I just ask for your spirit to move in each one of our hearts. Lord, you are inviting all of us into the abundant life. And Lord, you are at street level where each one of us lives. You know all the dilemmas. You know all the question marks. You know the brokenness, the fears, the doubts, the concerns. And God, I ask that you would help us to keep our eyes on you. Your word tells us that happy are the people whose God is the Lord. So will you lead us, even in the midst of all the issues and brokenness and sin and rebellion in this world and in our lives, will you lead us into your plan for our happiness? And God, we're going to give you all the glory. And we thank you for the finished work of Jesus. And we ask in Jesus' name, and we all agreed and said together,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. Wonderful. You've been listening to Pastor Daniel Fusco, and his book is Crazy Happy, 9 Surprising Ways to Live the Truly Beautiful Life. Daniel, it's such an honor to have you on the podcast today, and we appreciate the message that you're bringing to the body of Christ.
Thanks so much. God bless.
God bless you. You've been listening to the Charisma News Podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. We want to encourage you to share today's episode with friends, family, and coworkers. It's a great way to spread the good news of Jesus Christ with those that you care about. You also want to check out charismanews.com, as we have breaking news video updates going out daily, another way to stay informed with news that you care about. I'm Jeff Struss, your host. God bless.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.